we can never truly go back to living our lives our way, whatever way that may be. For us who profess the Lord Jesus Christ and consider him to be our Savior, our way is his way. We cannot go back living in peace and safety until we defeat the plans of a few billionaires who want to murder billions and control the remaining 200 million or so whom they deem fit to live. The countdown has already begun, and we are deep into the game. The media cannot be trusted to tell the truth. The mind control device, or devices, whether it be the television set, your phone, or the laptop, essentially the internet, most of the internet, it cannot be trusted. Government is not our ally in the fight. And by the way, if you haven't figured it out already, I'm referring to the forthcoming full approval of two of the three vaccines, which currently are in the process of being mandated for many employers, many of the big employers. If you profess the Lord Jesus Christ, which I'm hoping that everyone who listens to this message is, if you profess the Lord Jesus Christ and are backslidden, return to your first love, which is the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Hear the law of Moses, which are the books of Moses, 2 through 5, actually, being Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. That's the law of Moses. I would also recommend listening to the prophets as well, the major prophets, Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel. In fact, the entire Bible is only 71 hours long if you listen to it. There should be no excuses for people to say, I didn't have time. Pretty soon we're not going to have time to do anything at all if the FDA approves these vaccines, gives them full approval, and removes the emergency use authorization from them. And that's just a fact, brothers and sisters. After you've heard the law, pray. Seriously, pray. Pray that the Lord Jesus Christ will give you light to see what's happening, to understand it, to recognize it for what it is, an attempt to kill Christianity. These billionaires are not on our side. They are not Christians. They are servants of the synagogue of Satan, which is the Roman Catholic Church. Pray after hearing the law so that your prayers are not considered to be an abomination in the eyes of God. Proverbs chapter 28, verse 9. Watch. Be ready. Listen. Keep the oil in your lamps. Be serious. Be serious-minded. Stop wasting your time away, at least for the next 30 days. Okay? Stop wasting it. Be diligent in private prayer. Be sober. Don't let your mind wander. Pay no attention to vain imaginations. Ignore it. As soon as you realize, as soon as you think you see your mind wandering, put a stop to it. You must be sober, brothers and sisters. Proverbs 28, verse 9. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Even his prayers. So please, be ready. May the Lord Jesus Christ bless and preserve you all. Amen.